Track 31. Conclusion. This is not a business-as-usual transport plan. It sets out the region's transport priorities up to 2035 and how the Northeast can address our main future challenges, ultimately delivering profound and enduring improvements to our transport network over the next 15 years. By implementing this plan in full, we will seek to deliver a number of fundamental outcomes that will shape our region for decades to come. These high-level outcomes form the basis for the development of this plan and interface with our vision, objectives, and key performance indicators. 2021, our regional challenges. We have a growing population, but a one that is aging over time. 2 million people, average age 43.7. There are major health and income-based inequalities. High percentage of economically inactive people in the region are long-term sick. Northeast, 28.5%, UK, 22.1%. Plans for substantial housing growth need to be supported by good public and sustainable transport connections. 109,555 new homes planned by 2036. Average productivity in our region remains 16% below the output for England. This has an impact on the potential competitiveness and resilience of our businesses. Gross value added output rising but challenged by external pressures, with a persistent productivity gap GVA of £20,338. This is below the national average of £24,181. We have fewer businesses per head and fewer jobs in high-skilled occupations than other areas. Analysis by IPPR North suggests that in 2019, planned government on transport in London was £3,636 per person, over seven times more than the £519 per head in the North East. A range of transport issues has led to a contrast between rural isolation in our remoter areas and poor air quality and congestion in parts of our cities. Commuting to workplaces is dominated by car travel, so congestion is a significant issue on our roads, which affects public transport access and attractiveness, reduces productivity, and increases inactivity and vehicle emissions. Public transport use is falling over the long term, despite an increase in bus use in 2019 as a result of investment by bus operators. Transport contributes a significant proportion of carbon emissions, and we have an air quality problem in our region. Cars are our region's most used form of transport, and car ownership in the Northeast is increasing, leading to more traffic congestion and vehicle emissions. Our vision: moving to a green, healthy, dynamic, and thriving Northeast. Our objectives: carbon neutral transport, overcome inequality and grow our economy, healthier Northeast, appealing sustainable transport choices, safe, secure network. By 2035, we'll achieve our objectives by easier access to education, skills, and higher value jobs, health levels at least equal to other regions in the UK, better connections from the Northeast to national and international destinations, a transport network with improved environmental credentials, including more sustainable journeys, better air quality and reduced carbon output, a safer and more reliable integrated transport network which is more intuitive for customers with a sustainable cost base, direct job opportunities in the transport and infrastructure sectors, enabling new development and housing sites and improving accessibility to existing communities. This plan will deliver profound and lasting improvements that will shape the Northeast and its people for decades to come. To 2035, our region requires an estimated £6.1 billion of capital investment, an amount which will grow as further schemes are developed over the lifetime of the plan. We believe this to be a fair share of national transport funding which should be allocated to our region from central government to 2021 to 35. We have the ambition, drive, and knowledge needed to improve regional transport dramatically over the coming years. We'd welcome your feedback as we look to the future for the Northeast. Email transportplan@transportnortheast.gov.uk. The website is transportnortheast.gov.uk.